This is 7:18 and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so today's topic, planes, trains and automobiles. Now, I'm really interested in this.
Yeah, look, I think it's the forgotten sort of side of all the renewable energy talk and action and whatever. It's like the things we need to sort of overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be truly 100% renewable.
Yep. Yeah.
And, like according to the politicians, we're already at 100% renewable. We know, we all know we've got a long way to go. While we see thousands of cars on the road and trucks and trains and planes and all burning fuel, we're miles away. So we have our hydroelectric dams. We also have a lot of wind generation, plus a rapidly growing solar energy take-up amongst commercial and domestic customers. But for our general electrical requirements, it's well established that Tasmania is miles in front of the mainland.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no argument there. But we still have our cars, our freight movement and aircraft travel to decarbonise and switch over to renewable energy sources. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter how much you like to hug trees, there are certainly some seriously major hurdles to overcome in that space. But they're largely engineering hurdles, Darren, and hurdles of overcoming the fear of change more than the change itself. So automobiles, we have a look at that one mainly today, but cars, we have electric vehicles on the horizon. And looking at the rest of the world, this seems to be the main direction personal transportation will be taking.
There was an announcement by the CEO of General Motors in the last week about they have a target to produce zero emission vehicles.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So it's all happening. It's all moving. Like the products available today will do what we ask of them. But we need more charging infrastructure and we need them to be more affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will happen, I have no doubt, and solar inverter manufacturers know it's going to happen. So a lot of the bigger inverter manufacturers are now putting car charging capacity in their products to meet this future demand.
Yeah.
And it's all been done before, you know, like in the early days, cars were only for the wealthy and early adopters.
Yeah.
And they had the same constraints electric vehicles have today. Their range wasn't great. No one stocked fuel because in the early days, cars were still displacing horses and towns were stocked with hay and grain and livery stables, but no gasoline.
Right.
But eventually, though, they did displace horses and they got to where they are today, where nearly every home has an average of two or more vehicles. And if we look at history, we can see the bones of how major change in transportation will take place as we've done it all before, Darren.
Yeah.
The needs haven't changed in that people need to get from point A to B, but they're changing the energy source. You know, horses with grain, hay, grass.
Yep.
Cars are processed mineral oil and now electric vehicles, which is just electricity and which ideally should be sourced from renewable sources. Yeah. First, it'll be the innovation or invention, followed by early adopters, followed by supporting infrastructure with eventual mass rollout and acceptance of a technology.
And so the trick is, and it's been a bit of a contentious argument about electric cars, for example. So, yes, zero emissions.
Yep.
But you've had to charge them using electricity, which is generated from coal-fired power stations.
Yeah, in certain parts of the
world. So that's been the conundrum.
Yep.
But so the trick is to get that electricity from renewable sources.
Yeah, and ideally from your own roof.
Yeah.
You know? And like I say, it's all been done before, and there's always been naysayers, political interference and logistical hurdles and problems along the way to arriving where a new technology becomes the accepted norm.
Mm.
And look, one day electric vehicles may be displaced by a better technology itself. You know, I'm hoping that it's flying cars, Darren. You know,
well,
the Jetsons promised me flying cars in my childhood, and I want my flying car.
Where are those photons from Star Trek?
You know? Exactly. Yeah, you know, they build us up and they let us down. But anyway, look, the biggest change for electric vehicles is we'll be able to charge our vehicles from our home solar system.
Yeah.
You know, or from a renewable energy powered grid, as you mentioned. This concept does upset the present status quo of a lot of the current infrastructure and fuel sources of established companies and corporations. They don't want to see their assets stranded, and that's human nature, and they want to milk every last dollar out of them. But eventually they won't be able to compete on price, and they'll die a natural evolutionary death like other technologies before them. That's the reason we don't have steam trains or bullet trains anymore.
Mm.
They just no longer could compete.
Yeah.
Planes and trains. Look, mass freight and transportation is a big hurdle to overcome just due to the sheer amount of energy required to move the weight and size of the machinery required to shift products and people from point A to B. It's a big ask. We're still waiting for that innovation and invention in that space, I think. I don't think batteries will do it. Maybe hydrogen will. There's a big lot of talk in that. In saying that, China rolling out electric buses and delivery trucks in huge numbers, and that's really interesting. So I could be proven wrong. The direction, though, of moving away from carbon fuel-based fuels is set. And I'm like, greater minds than mine are working on a solution. As for planes, I have a client who has an all-electric plane, but it's a long way away from being at the point where we're all lined up to board an electric jumbo.
Yeah.
You know, but aircraft manufacturers are now trying electric turbines. So over the next few weeks, I'll start researching a bit more about heavy transport and aeroplane innovations and let you know what I find out.
Right.
But it's not hard, is it, to imagine a future where we come home from work, school or play, plug our car into our home, charge it from our own energy. We harvest off the roof with your own DMS energy solar system. We've got the products now to do that. We've actually got inverters with inbuilt chargers. It's available today for early adopters, but it just gives us a tantalising glimpse of the next decade where we could all end up.
Yeah, no, that's all interesting stuff. Mm. I like it. So your showroom, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayed. Now, you have stuff there. People can actually go in and have a look and
check
touch
it out,
and feel and
press
play
buttons.
Watch it actually working.
Yep.
Rather than just look at a brochure.
Exactly right. So our workshop showroom is 100% renewable energy powered.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
Do what you say.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. DMSenergy.net.au. Check them out on Facebook. 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Good stuff, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.